Hey, what's up? What's up, people? What's going on? A lot's going on. A lot is going on. So this coronavirus is not good. This coronavirus is not good. It's pretty much it's I mean, I personally, I think it's out of control. You know why I think it's out of control? Because you have health ministers in countries that are testing positive for coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? People that's supposed to be the ones looking out for this stuff, being able to determine X, Y, and Z. They pretty much are the ones being grossly affected by this coronavirus. Yeah. I seen a news report where the health minister in Iran tested positive for coronavirus. Now, mind you, he's at a news conference. It's not funny, but it's just it's just unbelievable, you know, where he's at a news conference and he's at a news conference and he's wiping his brows, you know, he look like he's sweating heavy and stuff like that. And later on, he tests positive for coronavirus. I mean, you know, this thing, it really is like, in a sense where, you know, you're watching a movie and, you know, the World Health Organization, you're watching one of those movies. And you know, the World Health Organization got their big situation room, and you know, it's so theatrical, and you know, you got the dots, the red dots, you know, it's like, you know, outbreak over here, you know, the dot here, dot here, dot here. And when they talk about scary, this way the whole screen becomes dotted out, like the whole screen becomes red. So this is sort of like, it's sort of that sort of visual, but it's verbal. Meaning, you know, you listen to the news, you listen to the radio, and every day the number of coronavirus people, you know, every day the number of people affected by coronavirus, you know, is increasingly high. Every day, more countries are affected by coronavirus. And, you know, it's personally, I think this thing is out of control. And We definitely reached pandemic levels, in my view. Let's be the first to say it over here at Realness About Things podcast. You know, and is that this coronavirus is at pandemic level. You know, the World Health Organization came out the other day and was like, you know, it's not a pandemic as yet, but you know, a pandemic is when things go worldwide, when infectious disease go worldwide. So, you know, you got China, Japan, South Korea, Italy, Spain, Iran. You know what I mean? I would say that that's worldwide if you ask me. And it's only a matter of time before, you know, it hits Europe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's only a matter of time. And I guess, you know, Russia not playing. Russia like, yo, ain't nobody coming in here from nowhere. Straight up. Ain't nobody coming in here from nowhere. We locking this down. But you know, when the World Health Organization came out and was saying that it's not pandemic levels yet or whatever the case is, you know, that might be for the stocks. That might be for the stocks. And at the end of the day, you know, they trying to protect the stock market, but they need to start being real, because what's being reported and what's the reality is something different. Because like you know, it's like they'll give a report, and it's like they try to soften up the issue, and then you hear, oh, 1,000 more people, you know, contracted coronavirus, the deaths from coronavirus it just increased by 500. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa, that stuff is serious. You can't expect us to. You know, you can't expect us to not take it as such. Yeah, that stuff is real serious, man. So, it's serious and it's worrisome. Yeah, it's serious and it's worrisome, because there's no, you know, you got all these multi-billionaires throwing money at this issue, trying to get a handle on it. So usually when it's like that, and then this thing is affecting trade, it's affecting supply lines. You know, it's. See, people don't really understand the fallout, but it's gonna fall out, and they need to get a handle on it. Straight up, they need to get a handle on it, and in order to get a handle on it, they need to be realistic about what exactly is the classification. You know what I'm saying? Be realistic about the classification. And then once, you know, people are dealing in reality, then, you know, I guess it'll be easier to move forward, because, you know, there's a realistic approach to it. Not the approach where it's about protecting, you know, not the approach where it's about protecting, monies. You know, it's about reality. So I'm gonna take a look at the stock market and see what happened with that. Because that 1,000-point drop yesterday in the stock market, that was nothing to that's a very serious issue. Because, you know, the stock market dropping 1,000 points due to coronavirus, that is serious. Because I remember when, you know, when 9/11, it's like two 9/11s. Because when 9/11 happened, you know, it was some serious drop in the stock market. You know, 500 points today, you know, 600 points, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was serious. And that one day 1,000-point drop, that is serious. That needs to be taken as such, with the same seriousness as yeah, it needs to be taken with the same seriousness. So, yeah, man, I'm just a little worried. Yeah, just a little worried. Cause it's about the fallout from this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what people need to pay attention to. The fallout from this, cause a lot of things are being affected by this coronavirus. A lot of supply chains. Yeah, and supply chains of everything. That's the seriousness. So anyway, you know, this is the Realness About Things podcast. Continue to show some love, speak some truth, provide perspective, make some power moves out here. So subscribe, donate. Yeah, we're looking for $1 a month, people. $1 a month, that's it. Subscribe, donate, tell a friend. And make sure y'all stay smooth, resilient. Yeah, resilience. Yeah, that's a good word for what's going on. And keep up the kindness, people. Keep up the kindness. All right, take it easy.